Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Fairbanks police have released new details about a high-speed chase and subsequent manhunt that closed a portion of Chena Hot Springs Road yesterday afternoon. According to a news release issued this morning, police detectives were working an unrelated case in the area of 1215 Bunnell Street when they saw a silver pickup truck with three occupants pull up to the address. A dark-skinned male in a white t-shirt, later identified as 38-year-old Vincent Edward Nelson, got out. He confronted a man and threatened him with a handgun. The gun discharged and Nelson got in the driver's seat and sped off with his two passengers. The man Nelson allegedly threatened was not injured in the shooting. Police and Alaska State Troopers chased the truck to Chena Hot Springs Road, where it turned into a residential area off Bias Drive. Officers lost sight of the vehicle for a short time but were able to stop it after it reappeared. Nelson was no longer in the vehicle, but the two passengers remained. They were detained, and one of them, 21-year-old Shaylin Nicole Probert, was arrested and charged with hindering prosecution when it was learned she took over driving after Nelson fled on foot. The other passenger was released after questioning. Officers searched the area around Chena Hot Springs Road between the Steese Highway and Bias Drive with the assistance of a trooper helicopter, but were unable to find Nelson. The area was cleared and open to traffic about an hour later. Police located Nelson in a wooded area near Birch Hill Road and Shenandoah Drive at about 8:20 p.m. Police say he fled to the Steese Highway but was taken into custody without incident at about 9 p.m. in the woods between the old Steese Highway and Farmer's Loop. Nelson has been charged with attempted murder and first-degree failure to stop at the direction of a peace officer. Summer road work is underway in the interior, with State Department of Transportation projects in Fairbanks and along the Richardson and Parks highways. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Breakup is done and greenup is well underway, and so is the summer road construction season.
It is the beginning of construction season for us. This is definitely when you see people and projects really kicking off. So you'll notice just about every road in Alaska, you'll see some kind of a construction project.
Transportation Department spokeswoman Meadow Bailey says most of the work motorists will encounter in northern Alaska this summer are maintenance projects, like the one that got underway Monday on a stretch of the Richardson Highway from Birch Lake to Delta Junction, beginning in an area just east of Tenderfoot Hill, where permafrost buckles have turned the roadway into a sort of roller coaster.
For the next 10 days or so, you'll see our crews out there, and they will be working on resurfacing the road in areas where the pavement is starting to disintegrate.
Bailey says that and other preventive maintenance projects are intended to fix such immediate problems as potholes and frost heaves and to make the road surface last longer.
The goal there is really to extend the life of the surface so that we don't have to go in and do a costly reconstruction. We're just extending the life by doing these patching jobs.
Bailey says the department will do only a few road construction projects this summer in northern Alaska, like the work on Noble Street in Fairbanks and on a stretch of the Parks Highway north of Denali Village, where the department will resume work begun last year on a wall to block rock slides from reaching the roadway.
Last year we went in and we stabilized the slope. We removed any of the rocks that weren't very stable. And this year we'll go in and repave that area.
Bailey says the department has a few more road maintenance and construction projects farther south on the parks, around Wasilla, and on the Glen and Seward highways around Anchorage and on the Kenai. On the Richardson Highway, there'll be work underway around Banner Creek near the Fairbanks North Star Borough boundary, also around the junction of the Toke Cutoff and at the other end where it intersects with the Alaska Highway, and near the junction of the Rich and Edgerton highways about 80 miles north of Valdez. Bailey says motorists should approach the construction zones slowly and proceed carefully.
Slow down. Make sure that you're not talking on your cell phone and that you're focused on the road. Follow the signs and pay attention to the workers and the equipment.
Bailey says motorists can check a couple of websites to find out where road work is underway. They are 511.alaska.gov and alaskanavigator.org. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Senator Lisa Murkowski today moved toward calling for an independent inquiry into allegations concerning President Donald Trump, the Russian government, and the FBI. Alaska's senior U.S. senator said that, like many Alaskans, she is concerned about the continuous and often conflicting reports about President Trump, the FBI, and Russia. She continued to say that the American people deserve to know the truth. Senator Murkowski says she still maintains that the Senate Intelligence Committee should continue conducting a thorough and fair investigation. At the same time, she says it's imperative that Congress, the FBI, and the administration work to restore the public's trust. She said that in order to gain that credibility, it may be that they need to look into an independent commission or special prosecutor. Murkowski, who is a Republican, issued the statement following news this week that fired FBI Director James Comey has notes of his meeting with Trump, at which Trump purportedly asked Comey to halt an investigation into the relationship between former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn and the Russian ambassador to the U.S. Murkowski spokeswoman Karina Peterson said the statement was issued in response to a number of things, including the Comey notes, and allegations Trump released classified information to the Russian ambassador. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.